Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Doctor's Kitchen. Recipes, health, lifestyle. Welcome to the Doctor's Kitchen podcast. The show about food, lifestyle, medicine, and how to improve your health today. I'm Dr. Rupi, your host. I'm a medical doctor, I study nutrition, and I'm a firm believer in the power of food and lifestyle as medicine. Join me and my expert guests where we discuss the multiple determinants of what allows you to lead your best life. Hey, it's Rupi. I'm going to be taking over the podcast this week because I want to tell you about something super special that launched this week, and that is my game-changing recipe app. You can download it right now. The link is at the top of this description page for any podcast player that you're listening to. I'm really sorry, Android users. It's only for iOS, iPhones right now, but I'm working super hard behind the scenes, and you'll learn a bit about why that is the case today. And go navigate it whilst you listen to this podcast, because a lot of people don't really get to hear about the behind the scenes of how people create digital products. And I think it will give you a completely refreshing perspective on just how hard it is, but also why this isn't just another recipe app. There is so much more to it. I really think this app is going to revolutionize the way people cook. I have a huge vision about where I want to take it. But I think it already offers so much value, and the value proposition is a lot more than other recipe apps out there. And hopefully you'll learn about why that is the case today. Like I said to a lot of people, I'm going to work so hard to make sure that this app is the most valuable in your library. You know, far beyond the value of the subscription, I'm going to make sure that whoever downloads it, whoever invests in it, I'm going to make sure that you get that 3, 4, 5 times much more value out of that. So it's also a bit of a bittersweet celebration for me, because I'm going to be pausing frontline clinical medicine for the next 12 months on a sabbatical. And that's because ultimately I had a huge vision of where I want to take the Doctor's Kitchen now. This never really started out that way. It was a passion project, and I never thought I'd be thinking about leaving frontline medicine at this point. But I feel that this is where I can offer the most value to people, rather than on a one-to-one basis or as part of a clinical team. I really think this has got legs, and that's why I'm investing so much of everything that we've done in the Doctor's Kitchen into this, and also my time and taking somewhat of a risk with my career as well. Instead of progressing in one direction, I'm actually going into another. And I think it's because I can have the biggest value. And hopefully this is what you get from the podcast and anything else that you might have interacted with from the Doctor's Kitchen. Because this idea that I'm dedicated to is preventing illness and managing disease with the extra help of personalized food and lifestyle. And yeah, and this is what we're going to be talking about today. So on the pod, we're going to structure this by talking about what the app does today. So if you're downloading this right now from the App Store, again, sorry, Android users, I'm working really, really hard behind the scenes to get an Android version out as well. What the app does today, I want to talk about the process of what it took to get here and also the sort of entrepreneurial journey. I know it's crass to talk about money and the investment side of things, but I think unless we are actually honest about how we've got somewhere, any other budding entrepreneurs out there won't really learn. And I feel that, you know, in the spirit of vulnerability and honesty, we should really be open and frank about everything in that respect. And I want to be as transparent as possible with you guys too. And I'm still getting lots of imposter syndrome by calling myself an entrepreneur, by the way. I'm not referring to myself an entrepreneur. I'm still a doctor. And then we're going to talk about where we want to take this in the future as well. So let's start off. Well, the first thing I want to say is that this is not just another recipe app. Behind the scenes is a simple but smart algorithm that myself and the research team over the last couple of years have developed. And what's gone into this is a review of hundreds of nutrition papers to help refine which ingredients and dietary patterns align with different health goals. And actually, on future pods, we're going to be diving into each of those health goals. And it's not just going to be for app users. If you choose not to have the app or whatever, that's totally fine. You're still going to find lots of value from these podcast episodes that are dedicated to how we created the simple algorithm for different health goals, be it skin, inflammation, brain health, etc. And I'm going to walk you through the research process and how we actually created unique and delicious recipes that are super simple and aligned with the science. So that's the first thing I really want to get across. It's not just another recipe app. So it's hard to compare it with another recipe creator or even a cookbook to that matter, because what I want people to do is actually share recipes with people and actually create this culture of, okay, we can use food as a tool and we can also have delicious and indulgent meals, because that's what the crux of behavior change is all about. It's about enticing us and getting across the appealing nature of food, which is one of life's greatest pleasures. So from the get-go, here's some of the cool features you're going to get. We're launching with over 200 recipes, a huge bank of recipes, and there's going to be 10 more added, at least 10 more every month. We're working really hard on the content side of things to make sure we're going to keep it fresh. We're going to keep it super jazzy, chazzy. I haven't used that word in ages. I think you're going to love the recipe ideas that we've got as well. We're also going to be taking suggestions from the community on what recipes that you want to see more of. So all you need to do is join the newsletter at thedoctorskitchen.com/newsletter. You'll get a 7-day free trial of the app as well. We're going to be doing surveys where you're like, I want to see more broth recipes, or I want to see more breakfast ideas, or I want, you know, more batch cooking or whatever. And we'll do polls and we're going to be sharing loads of recipes on the newsletter as well. The core defining feature of this is the ability to search recipes according to your personal goals. And like I said, we're launching with five. So we've done a research protocol for skin health, inflammation, heart, brain, and mood, and general well-being as well. So you don't, it's not just a medically focused app or anything. You don't need to have a specific health goal in mind. The general well-being category is for nutrient-dense, absolutely delicious recipes that are super simple to cook. And there are loads of different search categories. We've done Asian style meals, takeaway twists, family meals, batch cooking, less than 10 ingredients, tray bakes, like you name it. There's a whole bunch there. We've literally got about 45 different categories. So a world of inspiration in your pocket. One key thing that we did that we gathered from the research is step-by-step images. So we asked people, you know, do you like videos? Do you like pretty pictures that makes the food look really enticing? And time again, step-by-step images to make cooking super easy, actionable, and hassle-free every time. That came up top. And even on a personal level, I think this is basically how people are going to be doing recipes going forward, because I want the confidence of knowing what the pan should look like at stage three rather than just the pros, because you just want to know that you're doing it right. And maybe that appeals to my kind of personality of always wanting to make sure I'm doing it correctly. But I think it's going to be super, super helpful for people. In addition, we've got adjustable serving sizes. So if you're cooking for a family of four, or you're batch cooking, or you know, you just want some extra recipes for the freezer, you can just ramp up their serving sizes, and it makes all those calculations for you, as well as for any listeners in the US or those who prefer imperial units. We have all those as well. So you can flip to the US units too. And whilst we don't have meal planning yet, that is definitely on the horizon as another feature. We do have collection creating. So let's say you're going through the app and you're like, oh, I love these particular breakfast recipes, or I want to make that at the weekend. You can create as many different collections as you like, you know, brunching at the weekend, or kids' favorites, or you can create your own collections basically, and that's all housed on your own personal phone. We don't keep any of your data. It's completely secure. It's all housed on your app. And like I said, you can personalize according to not only your health goals but also your chosen diet. Let's say you eat everything, or you're vegan or vegetarian. You can also do your allergens and intolerances, and you can actually choose any ingredients. So let's say you don't like peas or you don't like mushrooms, you can add that as an allergen or an intolerance, and we won't show you those recipes in the For Me section when you have that switched on. You'll still be able to see the whole library if you want as well, but there's a really handy little switch at the top of the featured page that you can toggle, and that will allow you to search recipes according to your preferences, as well as if you just wanted to see all the recipes that we have there. There's tons of opportunity to go through those as well. So those are the core features that you're going to get straight away when you download. And like I said, you know, I think this is going to be a game-changing digital app that has the potential to help many people eat well every day with this personalized nutrition backed recipes as well, and research backed recipes, I should say. And this is why I'm asking people to join me in this, because yes, it is, there's a 7-day free trial and you can cancel anytime. There's two ways to subscribe. It's $5.99 a month or $49.99 for the year, which is about £4 a month, which is the price of two coffees. But it is my sincere view that if you do join today, you're going to benefit much more than the value of the subscription. And I wouldn't say that, particularly on the podcast and openly like this, if I didn't mean it. So let me tell you a bit about the process of getting here today. I think that's this the interesting stuff. So the history of why I've wanted to do a digital product for over 3 years. On my vision board, or manifesting board, or actioning board, whatever you want to call it. We did a really good episode on that with Tara Swart, by the way, is an image of a number of my favorite chefs, including Jamie, Rick Stein, Anthony Bourdain, Dave Chang. And in addition, there's Andy Puddicombe, who is, as many of you might know, the founder of Headspace. And there's also an image of me hugging Jamie Oliver as well when I did his show a couple of years ago. And that's really the crux of what I'm trying to create, like this indulgent and healthy side of cooking. Maybe not all the chefs are healthy, but you know, I certainly am. That sort of the pleasure of cooking combined with the scale that one can have, like Headspace has had, with the intention of trying to bring as much happiness to as many different people as possible, as Andy Puddicombe is doing really well through the digital space. And I've been obsessed with this idea of creating a tech company because I've always wanted to scale what I've created thus far. And yeah, it's just something that I've been playing around with for a long time. And so the start of everything was probably about 3 years ago. And that's when I actually started doing some research. And it was just, you know, very simple research, reaching out to some of you guys who very graciously filled out a whole bunch of different surveys and questionnaires that we put out on the newsletter. And we got some amazing insights from what people wanted to see from future products from myself, what people were struggling with, what things that they felt could help, or you could feel that you could, that would you'd be helped by when it comes to healthy eating, the information that you wanted to see more of, other products that you might be using, the pros and cons of all that kind of stuff. We even did some deep dives with 10 people that were invited to come to the Doctor's Kitchen studio a few years ago when I was renting out a kitchen space. And we had like hour sessions with people where in exchange for their time, I think we gave them like a whole bunch of books and stuff. And I think I said hi. We literally just sat down and just asked them about all their pain points. Kids don't like this, or, you know, we don't have time to shop all the time, and the options are limited, or, you know, or I lack culinary inspiration, all these different insights that and a whole bunch that we wouldn't have ever thought about. So that whole process of research that's been pretty much ongoing for the last few years has refined exactly what you see in the app today. So the number of recipes, the step-by-step images, the health goals that we've started with, you know, these health goals are going to expand as we grow the research team as well. We're going to be able to refine that and constantly do reviews to keep everything up to date as well. So the whole process of research was really the beginning. So from humble beginnings, we went from that to what we have today. And then you obviously have to do some research into how much these things cost. And if there's anyone in the tech world out there, you'll understand what I mean. These are not cheap things to do, as I found out the hard way. I've learned a lot along this journey, and the simplicity of apps that you see in the App Store or the Google Play Store, wherever you find any digital products, even on the web as well, it really hides a lot of the complexity in the back end. So the trick to creating a really good app is something that looks seamless and intuitive and beautiful in the front, yet it is very complicated in the back end. And I'm using these terms now that I've come to use over the last couple of years, like back-end and front-end, and UX, which is the user experience, and all these terms that I'm learning as well. So I'm still very much on the journey here in the tech world, but I'm really enjoying it thus far. But the expense can be vast. As somebody warned me a couple of months ago, digital products can be massive money pits. Meaning you can spend an exorbitant amount of money and not have a massive marginal gain in the function for your end user, your consumer, the person you're trying to add value to, or what you see and what you feel that you get either. So it just gives you a bit of an insight. So I got quotes for building up from anywhere between £15,000 and over £200,000. And I know it's crass to talk about money and investments and all that kind of stuff, but actually, you know, like I said at the start, I think it's really important to be honest about just how these things work, because if there's anyone else out there that wants to build their own thing, or you know, that they've got an idea that they feel that they can build into an app or they can add value, and it doesn't need to be in recipe space, or maybe it is, you know, it will just give you some insight as to what that looks like and the process behind it. So the first thing, like I said, I did tons of research. The second thing, I spoke to loads of different people, different agencies, getting quotes, speaking to them about the whole process. I read a number of different books as well on the subject matter, some of which I can't actually remember right now, but there was one particular one which is all about building digital products. I'll link to it in the newsletter. And it was really good because it gave me an idea of the structure of teams that you needed. Your engineers, also known as developers, the difference between a front end and a back end. Also, the fact that you can build a singular product for both iOS Apple users and Android users, but there are a lot of issues with that. So it's not as simple as building one product and then putting it on two different stores. That there are fundamental differences, and good apps usually build separately, which is why essentially I had to make the pragmatic decision between building something that was just for Apple versus building something that was for Apple and Android, because it would have essentially doubled the cost. So I'm really sorry, Android users. We did a poll of the community. We found out there were at least 60, if not 70% iOS users. So we had to go with that. And it was purely based on the data. I am an Apple user myself, but I would have built an Android product if I felt it was going to help more people. But we are, hopefully, if this is a success, that's one of the first things that we're going to be doing. Okay, so did the research, found loads of quotes, started using an agency and refined what the product was to be when we started with. And I had a huge feature list. I wanted to do, you know, meal shopping, and I want a smart algorithm, and it needs to all be, you know, artificial intelligence and all the rest of it. And the reality is, you want to keep your product super simple to start off with. And the reason why is twofold: A, expense, but B, it means that you, as the user and the listener and someone who is influencing everything I do with the Doctor's Kitchen, can join us in this journey and really shape and mold what this could be, so it suits what your pain points are and it actually truly adds value to you. We're really trying to save you time. We're trying to save you mental energy with everything that we do. Even with the podcast as well, when we do different topics, whether it be for brain health or dementia, or we've got some amazing pods coming up with guests talking about different areas, that's all there to give you a lot more signal in the clout of noise that there is out there. There is so much noise. And I think if we can add some clarity to your digital environment and your listening environment and everything that you cut, even in your book environment as well, then we're doing our job. We're definitely doing our job. And so using that, the research from the kitchen studio, the newsletters, the surveys, Instagram, and more in-field experience, we refined exactly what you see today. So the number of recipes, the step-by-step images, and the ability to create collections. And we've got a whole bunch of other features that we're going to be doing as well, hopefully very, very soon, including a content strategy where you can go into the app and you'll be able to find out, okay, what is this good for as a singular ingredient? Like, what is cinnamon good for? What is this particular prebiotic good for? And we're going to be adding a lot more content as well as soon as we start building it out a bit more. So I think we've created a lovely, nice foundation to start off with, but it will grow as well. And just on the funding note, this is completely what they refer to in the startup world as bootstrapped, i.e. Everything that you see has been funded by myself and the Doctor's Kitchen. Well, everything that the Doctor's Kitchen has made monetarily has gone into this app. It's just really been compounded into something that I want to try and add as much value as possible. So all the books, all the adverts that you listen to on the podcast, all that hasn't gone into my pocket. It's gone into building something that hopefully can add a huge amount of value to the community as well. And like I said, I really want to be transparent about that. And any other budding people who want to do startups, because like I said, if we don't talk about it, we can't learn from each other, and people make the mistakes over and over again. Now, I've actually benefited a lot from people being super open and honest with me as well. So the fact that I'm talking about this quite openly as a bootstrapped entrepreneur, I think it's really important to go. And I can talk about it more as well if people have questions. We'll probably do like a live Q&A at some point and talk a bit more about like the creation of the algorithm as well. So just to wrap up this first section, what the first version of the Doctor's Kitchen app will do for you is give you culinary inspiration, tons of different recipes. It dissects the research for you. So essentially, what I always get asked about is what's good for XYZ. And to take out the bias, the thought process, my thought process out of it, and just put it into a simple algorithm that does all that stuff for you, was one of the core features that I wanted to have in this as well. So, you know, it gives you actionable steps for specific health goals via recipes. Obviously, there are a whole bunch of other things that you can do for certain health goals, whether it be heart health and you know, cardiorespiratory activity and mindfulness, meditation, all these different things that I've talked about in my books. This is going to be purely via recipes, but we want to do move into another content strategy where we can support your health goals via other means as well. And again, using the research at every opportunity. It's going to be a very easy guide for you to use each recipe, super simple and intuitive to use, and resources for when you're planning what to eat as well. So that's basically the first version of the Doctor's Kitchen app. I also want to talk specifically about the research process now. And I think for any people who are interested in the nutritional medicine side of things, this is going to be super interesting. Because, you know, if I wanted to create anything in this space, I didn't just want it to be yet another recipe app, of which there are plenty out there. This had to have a point of difference. And so when I say I put together a research team, we really got some of the brightest people that I've worked with, and it was great to work with a selection of different people who all peer reviewed this process. So what we did is we started with a simple question: what foods align with a certain health goal? Let's call it skin. We're actually going to be doing a whole podcast episode on the skin health goal, talking through the exact research studies that we did, the pros and cons of them, how we can utilize the information pragmatically, and what other insights people can have, despite whether you choose to use the app or not. So we started off with a very simple question: what ingredients and dietary patterns align with X health goal? Let's call it skin health for ease here. And using that, we would look at all the different types of studies that you'd find out there. And then we had pre-established criteria that were pretty strict about what studies we would use to examine to refine those the results of those studies that we approached. And that would whittle it down sometimes to 20 to sometimes 30 different studies that we'd do a bit more of a deep dive in. And then we'd find out, okay, well, a Mediterranean diet, for example, aligns with, let's say, cardiovascular health or skin health even, or X number of fruits and vegetables aligns with better skin outcomes, or this particular ingredient, because of its glucoraphanin or its anti-inflammatory potential, that's a potential mechanism behind why greens in the diet are aligned with better skin health. I'll be doing a bit more of a deep dive. I'm just keeping it very an over level for you to keep you on here. And so using that information, we would plug that into our food database. Now, a food database is huge. So we have well over 600 separate whole ingredients in the app. And when I say whole ingredients, I'm just talking about tomatoes or baby tomatoes or a can of chopped tomatoes, rather than brands of ingredients that of which there are tens of thousands. But we didn't really think that was necessary because we're not going to be suggesting brands to you. We're going to be suggesting whole foods because that's the way You know, we want to eat ideally as much as possible. And so we have this long list of all these different ingredients. There's pineapple, there's quinoa, there's whole grain rice, etc. And for every single ingredient, there we've put in all their nutritional characteristics, the amount of vitamins and minerals there are, certain phytosterols, certain amounts of fiber, the type of fiber. And then for all of those, we've also put the dose required to get to a portion. So let's say you need 80 grams for a portion to be counted towards your Mediterranean diet score. And so what we've built up is quite hard because I'm describing what I can see on a very complicated looking Excel sheet. But what we've been able to do is essentially when you add your recipe amount into this Excel sheet, it flags up automatically using our simple algorithm what this particular recipe aligns with when it comes to a health goal. So we've actually got some extra health goals that we haven't released yet, but on the bottom of the Excel sheet, whenever you when you type in the amounts, let's say you have 100 grams of kale or you have 200 grams of brown rice, that's too much rice for one person, but you know, you put it into that, you make sure that it's for a single serving, and then it will give you the health goals that align with that particular recipe. So we're taking the judgment out of it, we're taking the bias out of it, and we're making it super process driven and very, very logical. It's also something I think we don't do very well in nutrition in general, which is why I wanted to try and extract the opinion out of me creating recipes for particular health goals as much as possible, which is why it was necessary to create this back-end algorithm as well. In addition to putting in those ingredient amounts and then getting the characteristics, it basically validates or rejects whether this is aligned with skin health or cardiovascular health for us. So we take the, you know, we completely take the opinion out of it. In addition, we can look at all the nutritional values and all the different things that we're going to be putting into the app. At the moment, you can just see the main macros and then a few other micronutrients that, if you've listened to the podcast, I think are fairly inaccurate anyway, in terms of, you know, finding out the energy content of your food. But the micronutrient content is super interesting because that is fairly accurate. In addition to all those different things, we also have something called the Dietary Inflammatory Index. I'll be talking about that on the podcast episode when we talk about eating for inflammation or anti-inflammatory foods. But that gives us an inflammation score based on a validated dietary inflammatory index. In addition, there's also a Mediterranean diet index. So we already know, looking at huge studies, observational in nature, which is a caveat, but still big enough to show that a Mediterranean style of eating, a pattern of eating, is inversely associated with every lifestyle disease you can think of. And so using those characteristics, we can apply it to Asian food, Korean food, Sri Lankan food, Indian food. It doesn't matter what the cuisine is, but as long as it matches with the characteristics that we've got in our algorithm, it doesn't have to be a kale salad or a chickpea tomato stew. It doesn't have to be Mediterranean flavored. It can be any cuisine as long as it hits those goals. We also have a way of taking out the negatives. So let's say, you know, yes, fine, it's got loads of vegetables in, but if it's got like, you know, 200 grams of cheese in, then that's not going to work. But luckily, you know, we've used a pragmatic approach. We're not like a food company that's trying to fudge the numbers so that, you know, their wagon wheel. For those of you who are listening in the States, you might know, but there is a nutrition wheels on the front of packaging, and most food companies try and fudge the formulation such that it's not as red on the packet and it's more green, because that's associated with a healthier product, even though that's complete rubbish. As you've heard on the podcast before, the food processing and the other constituents of the food are very, very important. And so creating whole recipes with this in mind allowed us to really focus in on the health goals and really create pragmatically healthy meals. So this is a reason why, A, it's taken so long, and B, it's very different to any other recipe app that you'll find online or anywhere, because there's so much focus on the health aspect of it and the recipe design. But the beauty of this, like I said at the start, the beauty of it is that you don't have to see that. You don't have to see the complexity. You don't have to see the process of A, doing the research, B, creating the algorithm, C, creating unique recipes that suit different taste profiles and preferences. And then lastly, you know, the end product with all these beautiful images and step-by-step instructions with photos that just make you want to make the food straight away. I mean, I look at the app and I'm like, oh my God, I want to make everything. So yeah, you don't have to see that, but this is what the back end is. And we had a few people ask about the price of the app and stuff. It's really necessary to have a premium priced app. And I don't think it is massively premium because we pegged it similarly to Headspace, and it's half the price of a Netflix subscription. But instead of this being just for entertainment, this is something that's going to be health promoting. And I think, you know, if you want to invest in something like that, it's important. But it's also to fund all the research that goes in behind this. And like I said at the start, I've got this vision, this grand idea of holistic, personalized lifestyle medicine as a company. And if you want to join us on that, this is basically funding our mission. The price is, yes, funding for profit, but it's to fund the mission. And it's something that's going to grow and develop into a lot more than what you see today. But I believe in my heart of hearts, from what you see today, it is it's certainly worth the value. I'm just going to end on like a kind of a hope for the future of where we want to take the digital product as well. So A, it's, you know, the reason why we're doing this, we're trying to harness that power of digital with the necessary connection of real life interaction, where we can create a community around this, and we can communicate with each other via different platforms, whether it be the newsletter, whether it be in the app as well. We don't have that feature yet, but we're certainly working on that. And also where you can access exactly what you need, something that you can rely on, something that you can believe is robust and has gone through the necessary process to have something that you understand has gone through this much rigor that is there to support your health. I think it's, it gives a lot of value in that respect. But the way I see everything moving is more towards a personalized nutrition platform. So yes, we've done the primary research. We've looked at like the broad categories of what you should be eating. But in the future, I'd love to create something where it's like the Headspace for nutritional medicine, or a telemedicine version for nutritional medicine, where you go into the platform, you have all your wearable investigations, you have all your lab work there, and you have the opportunity to book a one-to-one appointment with a vetted nutrition professional that can guide you on your journey. And it doesn't need to be a weekly check-in. It doesn't need to be particularly regular unless you need it. It can be something as simple as every 3 months, and we can just look at, you know, how you're doing, what your numbers are saying, how you're responding to different nutrients and ingredients. There are a couple of companies that we've already had on the podcast actually as well, like Viome and a few other people who are working in this personalized nutrition space. But no one in my heart of hearts is looking at this from a completely transparent and holistic perspective. No one's really looking at what's the best bang for your buck. The best bang for your buck is not having a DNA test and then, you know, having specific ingredients suggested to you. It's getting you to a point where you eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, a plant-focused diet habitually. That is the best bang for your buck. And that's why I didn't want to start with a company that was looking specifically at glucose responses to your food or looking at your biome response to your food. It's all great. And I think there's definitely a future for that, but we need to nail the basics. And for its simplicity, what the app will offer is the biggest opportunity that we have to have an impact on our health. And it might not seem like that. If you look at headlines, you look at what's new and trendy, whether it's an adaptogenic drink or whether it's a particular supplement or whether it's a particular investigation-driven dietary tool, those all sound amazing. But you look at the crux of it, it comes down to habitually eating a certain way that is in line with your health goals, more fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and how something helps you stick consistently to that pattern of eating. And that's what I believe that the Doctor's Kitchen app can offer in its inception straight away. But we definitely want to go down the route of further personalizing for those added cherry on top benefits. But they are really cherry on top benefits. I believe that, you know, getting the basics right is the core and the crux of what we want to try and do. So for the price of 2 coffees a week, if you go for an annual subscription, you can fund this mission. And I'm going to be keeping you up to date along the way, keeping it as transparent as possible, and hopefully offering you immense value in the meantime as well. Like I said, we've got a whole bunch of feature ideas. We're going to put that to you guys, the community, who can decide which things that you want to see first. And we're going to prioritize making sure that everything is smooth over the next few weeks. But we definitely want to gather that information from you guys so you can really mold and direct where this digital app goes. Of course, I'm still going to be doing lots of free content via the podcast, via socials, via all the other media platforms. That's never going to go away. But if, like I said, if you really want to invest in not only your health, but also fund this mission that I think is going to impact millions of people if we can, this is where I want to focus everyone's attention and where I'm going to be putting a lot of my time as well. So what are you waiting for? Download the app, go to the app store, type in the Doctor's Kitchen. Please do give us a 5-star review if you do download the app as well. Even if you don't subscribe, it really does help push up the numbers and get it get people's attention on the product as well. And like I said, I'm going to be transparent along the way. I want to show you what the algorithm looks like, how it works. We want to open up the hood on everything. So if you do have any questions, shoot them my way. I'm happy to do AMAs, ask me anythings on this subject as well. And I really hope you like the podcast episodes that we've got coming up as well on the different health goals that my research team are helping me put together. It's really been a team effort here with the tech team, the researchers. Like I said, this has been a very expensive endeavor. However, I really think it's going to add tons of value to lots and lots of people. And we want you guys to experience that first. So you can help us help other people as well. So thank you so much for listening to me ramble on. If you've made it this far, I really do appreciate it. Go download it, check it out, give us some feedback. I will catch you here next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.